froze over and I, my dog was so cold and freezing.
Yeah.
I haven't done this in quite a while, but.
They did, last.
I decided better read some of this stuff.
Probably.
Did you get one of these?
Yeah.
No, where's that?
I was gonna say, we could go Friday.
We printed them out.
Are they over there?
I don't know if Sonya's got more or not.
I didn't have an attachment. I didn't get an attachment on my email. And if I did, it didn't come through for some weird reason. Cause I normally will print everything out that comes to me.
Oh.
See if Sonya's got an extra one.
I know, everybody else uses a mouse.
Who's that?
Oh, okay.
Think we got a quorum today?
All right, Ann.
I just had to blink a couple times to make sure I could recognize you.
Did you ever watch The Honeymooners?
Oh.
Back in the day, one day, Alice, one day.
Yeah, back when we were one and two.
I used to watch that all the time with my parents.
My dad loved it.
My dad loved it too.
My dad also liked Archie Bunker. Tells you a lot about my dad.
Right.
You're welcome.
Do you need me to go make copies of this anymore?
Nope, I brought three copies unless anybody else needs one, so.
Did you get one too?
I got whatever this is.
Who's that?
I printed some stuff.
Oh, good, yeah, I forgot to print mine, cause I didn't find it.
You forgot?
Well, it's my own fault.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is 2:32 on Monday, February, no, yes, Monday, February 27th. This is the 60-plus advisory committee meeting for the 60-plus activity center. Sonya, you wanna go ahead and call, do roll call?
That way you can talk without having to press a button.
Absolutely, okay, Bryn McCormick.
Yeah.
Ann Way.
Here.
Vicky Buck. Terry Murphy.
Here.
Shelley Thompson.
Here.
Steve Lovis.
Here.
And then, see, we don't have Don Jay. And Mike, you are here. And we don't have CM, we don't have a city liaison today.
No, she's on a cruise to Mexico or something like that.
Something like that, yeah, having fun, I'm sure.
That sounds terrible.
But anyway, we have a quorum, so we're good.
Excellent, thank you. All righty. Were you gonna say something? Oh, okay. All righty, let's go ahead and hopefully you've already read the minutes. If not, please take a quick read through them from the meeting on November 28th. November 28th. Oh, boy. I thought we had a meeting last month.
We did.
I thought we did too.
Are you looking at the wrong agenda? Because this should have been from January 23rd.
That sounds, well, I'm just looking at the packet of materials you gave me.
So you're looking at, I think where the confusion is you're looking at the action item date, which is here that says approval of minutes for November 28th. But if you look in the top right corner, it says January 23rd, which is the date of the meeting.
That didn't take you long.
You got it?
Yes.
So the approval of minutes.
Yeah, I'm just not very awake yet.
Okay.
Thank you. Please excuse me. Hopefully, the rest of the meeting will go better than the beginning here. So the minutes are actually from January 23rd, 2023. I'll accept a motion to accept them as they are or with changes when you're prepared.
We accept the meeting minutes of January 23rd as written.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks. All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passed. All righty. Discussion items. Let's jump right into our goals. Okay, goal one. And you can see here we're using the new layout. And Bryn kind of helped me. I didn't quite understand how the other group did use them, and now that I see what she's done, I really like it much better than what I tried to do to it. So Bryn, you want to go ahead and tell us how goal one's going?
Sure. I'm still working on the Fit and Strong training, so I haven't completed that yet. But one of the objectives is to add one more additional evidence-based program to what's being currently offered. And currently, we are only offering Walk with Ease.
Excellent.
I also talked with Sam Health about the training for that, and I'm going to sit in on one of the classes there. Moving along well with the Parks and Recreation Departments, other Parks and Recreation Departments that are interested in the universal script. So I've spoken with several of them, as well as the Arthritis Association, and I will be speaking at the OSU Extension Quarterly Meeting for instructors to talk to them about what we're doing with our pilot and also about the script and PowerPoint.
And that's Walk with Ease?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Bryn? Okay. Goal number two, you have to flip a couple of pages. Vicky. That's me. Why did I think that was Vicky? Oh, I know why I think it was Vicky. Okay. Working on this goal has been somewhat of a challenge. One of the things we've tried to do is work with Veterans Services. We were giving out complimentary lunch tickets and day passes for the 60-plus activity center to Veterans Services and to American Legion. And in 2 months, we haven't had any takers. So I was in the office last Friday. I had the opportunity to spend some time with Terry, which was very nice because she's also been helping me with this. And we talked about it and decided that since no one has taken us up on that opportunity, we were going to stop doing it. It doesn't take a lot of work, no, none of that. The whole idea here is, though, to do something to get more veterans participating, and that obviously wasn't working. So I shared that information with Sonia, and she said she agrees. No one has taken us up on it. Let's go ahead and not do that. She's going to talk with Veterans Services. They've got a couple of things going on with the 60-plus Activity Center, and Sonia's going to see if there's some way maybe we can help with that. Unless someone has some other ways to reach out to veterans, I'm all dried up. I don't know what to do further on that. So if you have any ideas, please don't be shy about sharing them. The other thing we're working on is having the tamale feed. We've just had all kinds of crazy stuff happening with this. When we think the room's available, then we find out the room's not available, or the people can't come, or Sonia's not here, or it's not the right time of day, or. So where we are right now, I sent a message to the person I've been communicating with and said to him, the day we pick, March 14th, that room's going to be occupied later in the day, so that wouldn't work. So did he want to move his activity? Because the person who's going to make the tamales wanted to do it for lunch instead of for dinner, and that wasn't going to work. So did he want to move that? And I suggested maybe sometime around Cinco de Mayo. That was my suggestion. I haven't heard back from him, then I just sent that over the weekend. I must have had a clear mind part of the day Saturday because I sat at the computer and just thought and sent people emails like that's the only thing I had to do in life. Sonya got about 5 of them, I think. So that's not going away. We're still trying to get a date for that. So that's the other thing that we're doing for that at this particular point in time. The other thing then is Vicki. There's a small work group that has formed, and Vicki is the person who's leading that work group. So I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about what that work group has been doing. No? You got to hold it.
While you're talking?
Yes. Or turn it over, and there's a button on the bottom. Flip the button. Now you don't have to hold it.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like I've kind of dropped the ball because life has gotten in the way in a big way this last month and the next month. Anne did several shifts, and I'll let her share with you what she found. I think getting volunteers for all the time, the whole entire time, is going to be extremely difficult. I've talked to a lot of people, and everyone loves the idea but doesn't want to give up two or an hour and a half or 3 hours of their time. So I think what I will do, I'm going to Mexico pretty soon for an extended period, and I think when I get back, I'm going to come work it for a number of hours and just come back with input as to how busy I am. Anne has done several hours there, so let me do front and center and report back to how busy I am and how necessary I think it is, and we'll go from there. Okay. And I do have name tags I picked up and dropped off at the office.
Excellent. Okay. So Vicki's talking about the host program, which is a goal of its own for the next year, but for this year it fits into this goal. I know, goals are crazy. So I have been there for every Wednesday in January and February, and I'm there. My time I chose was 1:30 to 3, and it's a good time for me because I don't get up early. And at first I was like, why did I ever say I would do this? I'm a very introverted person, and it requires you to be a little bit on the friendly side. So it's been great. It has been absolutely great. I hate to admit this on a recording, but I'm actually enjoying it. It's forcing me to communicate with people who I probably and might not would otherwise. And I think that's just human nature. We look at people and we decide whether or not we want to talk to them. But when I'm in the host role, I talk to everybody who comes in that door. And people come upstairs as they're leaving from exercise classes, and I recognize them now. And I say, oh, how did line dancing go? Or, oh, how did this go? And they stop and chat and said, oh, I'm exhausted, but I'm so glad I do it. You should try it. And they really are, it really is fun. I am glad Sonia pushed for this, and I'm glad I'm doing it because I'm going to continue doing it. Just hope that, well, I'm on the schedule for March already, but if anybody takes my spot, I'm probably going to tell them they can't. That's kind of my spot now because it works perfect for me. I come in, I go get the clipboard that has all the necessary information. Should I need any information, I put my host name tag on, I sit in the chair, and I read a book or play on my phone, and I talk to people as they come and go. So it's really been very enjoyable. Busy, I can't say busy's the right word. The flurry of activity occurs when a class is over or a class is starting and people are coming and going, but that's okay. I don't mind that at all. To have to talk straight for 90 minutes with people would probably do me in. So it's working out great. So I think it's a great program, and I am more than willing to continue it. We might want to look at changing the times. I don't know. That's going to be up to the work group that Vicki is leading.
And yep. I want to mention real quick, as you guys, you know, if you don't have enough bodies to fill times, we can also run through our software system an attendance report based on the day and the hours. And so we can fine tune it to identify the busy times to help fill. And instead of like working 8 hours or whatever for five straight days, uh-huh, for the amount, we can find those peaks just through our reports, and that'll fluctuate, but that's something we can do.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. Right now they're starting, the times are, I think this is right, 9:30 to 11, 11 to, no, that's not right. Anyway, the last one of the day is 1:30 to 3, so then it would be 12 to 1:30, and then 10:30 to 12, and 9 to 10:30. There we go. So there's four slots a day, Monday through Friday. The other thing that this goal is working on is the diversity part. You want to talk about the signage and the other stuff we talked about?
Terry was working on the diversity thing, right? The
posters?
The posters.
I've got some set up, but didn't you say, Ann, that you wanted to wait on those?
Well, I wanted to make sure that Terry had seen them and said that that was okay because she's the leader of the work group.
Okay.
You mean me?
I got
Vicky.
I do have some posters to show.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Terrific. So we're moving along with that. Last month, it was suggested that I go to some sites, Palm Springs, villages in Florida and Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And so that was one of the things I was doing. I probably spent 45 minutes looking at all these websites for senior centers. It's interesting how when you go to a different place, the term senior center does not mean the same thing we mean when we say senior center. In a lot of cases, it's kind of like a resource center in a much broader way than what we refer to ourselves as a senior center. And a lot of places are also like drop-in centers. So if you have a mom or a dad or an aunt and uncle with dementia and they need a place to be, so it's like adult care for the day. Lots of different things I found. One of the things that I found was that most of the pictures look like our pictures, mostly older white women. And I kept looking and kept looking because that was something I wanted to find that was really different, not just us older white women going to the 60 Plus Center. Finally, when I got to, I think it was Fort Lauderdale. No, when I got to the Miami, Miami's in the southern part of this Florida, I finally was finding pictures that didn't look like all of us. And I was just thinking, you got to be kidding. It can't be the same issue everywhere. So it took me, that was the last bunch I went to. It took me quite a while to find pictures with men who are not white, men not in traditional roles like fishing and golfing and building birdhouses. But I finally found them. So that's, that clarified for me that that's really an issue that is not just for us. It's, that's an issue that's pretty spread out and a lot of people are dealing with. One thing I did find, and I don't remember which site, but this one facility, it was arranged very different from our senior center. And I think that's part of the issue is that the building we have is just kind of odd when people enter. I don't mean odd in a bad way. It's just, it's what we have and it's just odd. But they had this great big sign and it was made of wood and obviously somebody had done the work. And it said, "Welcome to our friendly, fabulous facility." And I just like that. It's like, I even get tingles thinking about it today. What, maybe it's not 100% true, but if we work on it, maybe it will be true. So I just-
Tell me again what it said, "Welcome to our-"
To our friendly, fabulous facility. So I'm going to work on find, if I have permission, work on finding somebody who can help me. If somebody can do some of the work, I will do some of the painting. But it was just an amazing sign. I just like, I want to go there. And of course, I'm not going to Miami, Florida, but it was just great. So I think that's one thing. Another thing I want to mention about that research was that I think, and this might surprise some people, but I think we need to have a person sitting at the other door because there is room down there. There's an area and you can still see people coming in the front door where the host sits. So now I sit there as a host and I'm watching both entrances. But if someone was sitting at the other door with a desk, maybe one of the office people, I don't know. It's just a suggestion I'm throwing out because people kind of just wander in and then I kind of peek down the hall and then they see me and they toddle down to me and I ask them if I can help them. Oh, I'm just here for that or I'm here for this. It's like, okay, that's great. So that's just a thought I had that maybe we can do something a little different with that part of the building. Just a thought. I don't even want any feedback. I'm just bringing out a thought that I had. Okay, I think that's enough. Does anybody have any questions on goal two?
I have a question about, can you guys hear me?
We can. Thank you.
On the research that you did,
yes.
Did they have any video links to any of their activities that they were doing? I think if you were to look up video of these places, that maybe they have a Facebook page or something like that that they're posting these things on, you can get a better glimpse too.
Some of them did. I'm not on Facebook. Some of them did, but most of them were still pictures. Yeah, most of them were still pictures. Yeah.
I just know some will have video links too. If they're did. Bigger, mm-hmm. like when you were researching.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, great question. Thanks. Dave?
Just a comment to your white women in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I was a volunteer in a senior center when I was in my teens in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the village that I grew up in was 40% minority.
Wow.
Okay, and that was Black, Hispanic, Chinese, you name it. It was everything.
Right.
If you could take those same pictures at that senior center.
Wow.
It was just, I don't know if it's a demographic. I don't know if it's
cultural.
Culture or bad or good or whatever. I'm just stating as a fact that that's what it was.
Right.
And we provided rides to people.
Wow. You know, I appreciate that comment. That this is an issue, Steve, we've been working on ever since I've been involved with Six Plus Centers, trying to get more of the people in our community who don't look like me to come in. So it's I'm going to say it's been a struggle because I believe it has been. But it's nice to know that if we keep working at it, we'll get there.
So don't blame yourself.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming myself. It's just a chance. There's been this committee has changed quite a bit, so there have been a lot of great minds at this. Okay, no other. I'm going to talk more about to Sonia about my sign idea. Okay, goal three. Oh, that's me again. Okay. I have got procedures, no, I've got policies sitting at home, and I'm getting really antsy about this goal and getting this done. There's a strong possibility my life is going to change, and I won't be living in Newport anymore, be traveling a little bit south. Oh, don't worry, I'll fulfill my term. So I really, when I start something, I want to finish it, and I can't not do that. It's just who I am. So that was one of my messages to Sonia, that we need to pick out a format, and I need to start typing these policies. So she told me which one she wanted, and I'm going to start working on those. She still has the procedures and hasn't gotten those back to me, so we're still working on those. But the procedures have all been typed. And about a third of them are in the done pile, which is really nice. So that is moving on. Any questions about that? Okay, goal number four is completed. Goal number five is Don, and he is not here. Have we heard from him?
Have not.
Okay. And then Terry, you and Don are working on this one together. Do you have any feedback for us?
Which one are you talking about?
Goal number five, develop and execute innovative strategies to bring new and former community members and volunteers to the 60 Plus Advisory Center, Activity Center.
I really haven't talked to Don in months, so...
I can tell you Terry has been making posters for mm-hmm. activities. You know, so one of the initiatives that Don had helped us with was to rearrange those bulletin boards. So Terry's been really good about making the posters for that.
She has her fabulous, much brighter and more uplifting than I think they've been in the past.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Just one comment. I can see goal five tying directly with goal two. With the situation of, you know, struggling to find people outside of what the demographic mm-hmm. of this room is.
Right.
I think if you can time goal number five with goal number three and or goal number two and mesh those well and really identify cultural groups that, you know, mm-hmm. or organizations, like kind of some of the stuff we've been talking about with that other collaboration project,
mm-hmm.
I think those can go hand in hand and you should be able to maybe see some better success. So,
okay.
Food for thought.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Any comments? Any more discussion on the goals? Okay. Sonia had us put on the schedule, the fee schedule review. What have you got for us, Sonia?
So I'm going to go ahead and ask Mike to let us know where we are, and then I'll take
it
from
there. Mike?
Yeah, so as you guys know, or some of you know, we did our recreation business plan finally. It's been 4 or 5 years in the making, and requests from Budget Committee and City Council. So we have that. And so one of the very first things we're doing is a fee analysis across the recreation division. So that includes 60-plus center, rec center, and aquatic center. 60-plus center's model is a little more simplified than the rec center and aquatic center just because of the way the model is built. You know, membership is your pretty much a one-stop shop kind of. You get a membership, you get access to almost everything. A little different, a little more complex. You're paying for program fees and activities at the rec center and pool, plus you got big general membership that gives you access to the facility as a whole. So to do a fee analysis, it's taken us a lot of time to, you know, meet, discuss, build the facts, build the data, re-meet again, siphon through all that, go back, make alterations. Oh, we forgot certain data. And so next week I have my fourth meeting with the city manager and finance director with all the data that I've collected. Staff has been able to collect and then refine and change, so you're getting better figures that we should be getting. And really this fee analysis, it's just a very simple form of dive into our fees. We're not becoming super complex because we want to get it into this current fee schedule that's going to go forward in the budget for 23-24. And so what we're comparing is direct costs pretty much of what it takes to run the facilities or to run a program activity. We have a formula that all staff has recently just went through, which is the Learn Resource Network. It's one of the two kind of standards that program planners should be going through training and certifications for recreation. The Learn model is for Parks and Rec and colleges and other recreation. NRPA, which is the National Recreation Parks Association, is more dedicated to Parks and Rec, but the models are very similar. And both trainings were identified in the Park Master Plan for staff to attend. So when staff did attend just recently, there is a pricing formula of this is what a program costs, a direct cost, an indirect cost. So direct costs are like instructor fees or, you know, supply fees. Indirect costs would be like Sonia's time on the front end, Terry's time. Well, sorry, Terry, different time model there. But, you know, any direct costs or indirect costs like for marketing, administrative work that needs to go for activity guides, stuff like that. And then there's a formula to build the true fee. And so we are using that formula with the direct cost that we can immediately pull. And then we're doing our comparisons of, are we in the red or are we in the black? And a lot of the stuff that's in the black is already happening at the 60-plus center, which is a good thing. Again, different model for how everything is operates. But that's where we're at, and it's just, everything is going to be presented to Budget Committee and presented to the City Council, but we want to make sure we have it refined properly. So the exact changes that are going to come from that I'll be dealing with staff on hasn't been finalized until next week's meeting. So that's the best I can give you guys right now. What the whole point of doing this fee analysis is, one, so we're in the black as best we can. Obviously, Parks and Rec is subsidized to some extent, but we want to reduce the subsidy that we are requiring from our general fund. And so that's one of the first steps of many steps of us implementing the business plan. And we're going to get there, and we are not on the current timeline that we want to be on, but this is, you know, we want to do it right, and so we're going to do it right and not worry too much about the timeline.
Okay, thanks. Sonia.
And then I'll kick it back to Sonia for some other information that she wants to share.
Yeah, nothing too drastic, just one of the items that we learned in that Learn program was about like rounding up or rounding down, so you've got a nice round number. And so, I mean, I would love to just have dollars, but if we could at least get to quarters, as opposed to, you know, right now we've got like $2.15 or $3.40. So that would be one thing that we're hoping that we can implement. The other thing, I'd like to create a new fee that would be just for using the lounge, so just for social participation only. Right now you pay, if you're a Newport resident, $27 a year, and that gets you access to everything, all of your classes, you know, gets you discounts on trips, and you know, anything that you want to do. So what I'd like to see is to make it more accessible, is to maybe have like $10 a year, and then you can come and just sit in the lounge, have a cup of coffee, work on a puzzle, read a book, and then if you want to do classes also, then you pay the additional amount, whatever that amount will be for the new year. So that's one thing that I wanted to run by the advisory committee and, you know, see if you had any input on that.
Steve's got...
Oh. Hi, Steve.
Well, no, so because I know we talked about this before.
Go ahead.
At our meeting.
I'm used to it.
I know, because of the women. I'm sorry.
It's a demographic.
Would it be per class then if they want to participate? Would they pay the fee per class, or are they going to pay the balance?
No, most likely it would be two different types of memberships. So one would be lounge only, and one would be all-inclusive.
Steve?
So my question is, have there been complaints about it? Is there a demand for this lower rate structure?
I've had more people recently. I've just requested my third scholarship, which is where the friends actually pay for somebody's membership, because gotcha. People felt that the $27 or $32.40 in some cases were burdensome. So yes, having a less expensive way for people to be able to participate is the goal there.
Got it.
And I can share from my host experience that there are people who are there every single Wednesday. I don't know if they're there every single day of the week, but they're there every single Wednesday. And they're in the lounge doing whatever is happening. It could be a puzzle, it could be reading, it could be Mahjong, it could be picking on somebody else. I mean, could be anything. I think that is a fabulous idea personally, because we do have people, it appears to me, that they just come in the door and go in the lounge and they sit there for hours upon hours upon hours, which is okay. That's not a judgment. I'm just saying I have witnessed this. So I think that's fair, and $10 a year seems pretty, I don't want to say cheap, but that sounds like a pretty good deal if this is your social outlet. $10 a year to come in and hang out, and it's warm, and you can do stuff with other people.
Sonia, do the people who use the lounge exclusively, do they sign in? Are they currently members?
Yes. Yes, and I do occasionally go around and ask everybody to make sure that they've scanned in. Because we do file monthly reports for reimbursement for Silver and Frit and Silver Sneakers. So whether, you know, even if they're just sitting in the lounge, I want everyone to be in the habit of always scanning whenever they come in.
And most of the people that have come in and are sitting in the lounge are there when I get there, or they come up from exercise class. Yeah, I don't see too many people just walk in the door and go into the lounge. They're usually already there by the time I get there. How do the rest of you feel about that $10 fee?
Well, we'd have to have some other kind of a card for them, wouldn't we?
Probably.
Yeah, we'd have to figure something out. I mean, it'd be a different membership structure anyway.
It would just be another form of membership. Same card, but instead of being an annual membership,
it would say
lounge membership or something.
Yeah, and then they would still scan it in on the same machine. So it would
coming in just for the lounge versus
right.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get any pushback from anybody who currently isn't a member and who hangs out in the lounge?
Well, if they are currently using the lounge without being a member, then they need to be paying anyway, because that is one way where I have. I have had to ask people to either pay or leave if they are doing that, because it's just not fair. We're about fairness, and it's not fair for one person to get in for free and and use the services that other people have paid for.
Gotcha, okay.
Plus, we also have day fees.
That's right, I remembered that. Okay, any other feedback for Sonia about that?
I think it's a great way to market other programs and activities, and then the, you know, the bump up of $35 membership.
There's a real upsell potential.
It is. I think, you know, people that are hesitant to participate for whatever reason of, you know, doing an actual program, but they want to just test the water, dip their toe in it, and then they realize how fabulous staff and facility is. I can see them upgrading real quick. So, and it like Sonia said, it's an inclusive piece, you know. The inclusion, I think it checks a lot of boxes, so I think it does really well.
Sonia, so the people who are now using the lounge are paying the $27 or whatever?
Or yeah. The $32.40?
Yes, yeah. We do have some, like there was somebody there today who paid the day fee. So it just depends on the person.
Thanks. Yeah, it sounds to me like it's, you know, like it's a good idea. And it doesn't sound like we're reducing our $27 a year people to $10 a year people. So it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, if anything, like Steve said, I can see, and Mike said this too, that I can see people coming in and finding out and hearing and seeing other things like, oh man, I'm missing out, and increase their membership. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, policing that to make sure that they're not using the classes, that's really going to be the role of the host, of when you're scanning them in and you're helping them scan, that, you know, we'd have to train you on what you're looking at as well.
Mm-hmm. I think I've only scanned in one person. Most people just zip right into that, scan it and go on their way. They haven't needed my help. And then Terry the other day took some of my work away. She helped somebody scan in, but it was a first-time user thing, and it was perfectly great. She sold the card and then was helping the person. I just had to give her a bad time.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Always happy to give you a bad time. Okay, anything else about that discussion of the fee schedule and the new membership? When are we going to start the new membership?
Well, it's going to have to get approved by city, so if we can make it happen, it would be July 1st.
Okay.
We're getting new members all the time and renewal from way before COVID.
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds great. Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
I'm new here, so I'm a pain in the neck. I apologize.
I like pain in the necks.
Question. Why do they want less dependence on the general fund? Because the budget is balancing. I'm on the budget committee. Mm-hmm. You know, so why are they trying to move money out of the dependence of the general fund? Just on general principles, or?
I think it's general principles and being, you know, good stewards to taxpayer dollars. And I think we're not doing it in the realm, or questioning it and reviewing it in the realm of, like, we need to balance on just the rec fund side, because I don't think that will ever happen. Per se, unless we just ridiculously spike our prices and whatnot. A lot of the subsidies, after doing the three drafts of this, we had to change our model for memberships and passes than the model we were using to build our program and activity fees, because it's kind of two separate ways of doing things. You know, there is no instructor for the front desk, and there's no instructor for just general use of the upstairs equipment or the pool. And so we had to factor in utilities and all. That's where our subsidies are coming from. It's just on the membership side. Not so much. There are some subsidies on programs that we're offering, and we can clean that up. And that'll take engagement with community members too. We don't want to determine to say youth basketball is a program that should be subsidized, but Zumba shouldn't. We want our community members, who are taxpayers, drive that discussion and say, what do you guys think should be subsidized from programs? Is this a community benefited program, or is this an individual benefit program? And the idea is individuals should be paying full cost, while community benefit, like a youth basketball program or childcare, that benefits kids, that benefits the future of our community, you know, putting them in positive activities. Yes, that should be a subsidized thing. And we are looking so we can lessen that load on the general fund. Then that way that opens up more dollars for other projects, you know, around all of the city, you know, which might be Parks and Rec at times. But yeah, that's the mindset. It's just being more responsible. And just, you know, Steve probably knows, and I know Sonia knows, and I know everyone else, the way our fee structure or fee schedule has always been built is really we've depended upon the CPI. We just say, all right, we charge $50 for basketball. You know, I keep saying basketball, but $50 for basketball registration. And in the last year, CPI has, you know, increased to 8%. Well, we're going to 50 times 8, that's our add-on. Boom, we're done. There's our fee again for the next coming year. That's not the model that we should be using for many. You know, we need to incorporate CPI into building those future fees, but we really need to be evaluating each program, and we need to be evaluating how that is all pencils out, and CPI is one of those factors that's in it. And so we're kind of starting to go down that road of we're going to blow up the model that we've always used for developing our fees and doing what programmers should be really doing, which is evaluating each individual, you know, program and building your fee responsibly. And passing memberships are the same way. And so that's where we're at. And again, you know, the CPI that information needs to be tied in, but I think over the years, it created some comfortability within our department to say, oh, I don't need to evaluate how much a basketball costs, you know. And they, $50 might have been priced responsibly 10 years ago, and that's how they came up, because basketballs cost $2 then. Well, you know, 10 years has gone by, and now it's $10, you know. But did we incorporate that and add that into the price structure? And so that's where it's, you know, re-educating, redeveloping, re-changing.
I think that's a really good idea, because if you take, for instance, a lot of the utility rates in the county and in the city itself, they're based on CPI. Well, geez, CPI went up 6%. So the cost of labor is going to go up 6%, so our rates are going to go up 6%. But rarely is it stripped back to, here are the building blocks of our costs, and these are justified, and these may not be. Right. And that's a hard discussion to have. Anyhow.
And I will commend the 60 Plus Center, a great piece is the trips. The trips all penciled out in black. Why? Because each and every year, fuel prices are, you know, are factored in. You know, what's the current fuel price and where it might be in the next 3 months? Like, so trips have been doing really well, but, you know, other activities, not so much. So,
thanks.
Interesting.
Okay. Sonia, your department report.
Okay, yes, I submitted the January 2023 report, which was talking about what we did in January. We did receive, the Friends of the 60 Plus Activity Center received a $2,500 donation from First Interstate Bank, which was earmarked for the monthly birthday lunches. That's the birthday lunch that we're holding along with the Veterans Service Office and Leadership Lincoln Meal Planning Committee, or we were planning to start offering that, hoping to start in April. We're also working with Meals on Wheels and Council of Governments to, you know, see how we can, what the timing's gonna be, if we're gonna do it at the same time as one of their lunches. Well, that $2,500 goes along with the money that was raised at the silent auction from the Thanksgiving community meal, as well as the Veterans Service Office has received a grant, which they're dedicating $800 from that grant to buy, like, gifts for the birthday meals. So it's pretty well funded, and we also have Leadership Lincoln group that's also helping us out with that. So again, if that's something that we want to tie in as part of this group, we have, I don't think too much work's going to be needed, because we have a lot of people who've got their hands on that one. Let me see. I did get was able to bring on Dorinda Howden as my Tuesday employee. She's been working from 8 to 5 on Tuesdays and filling in emergencies when needed, like on Friday. When Judy was not able to make it in, Dorinda was actually able to cover for her for a few hours, so that worked out great. We did have Jaylene Case offered us the 9 complimentary assessments that she offered for the advisory committee and our the 60-plus staff to take. We will have our first, she's also offered 3 2-hour work sessions to help us understand how to use those assessments and how to, use them to be an even stronger team together. And so that first one is going to be next Monday, March 6th. And I think it's at 1:30, maybe 1:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, is that going to be held over there?
Yes, that will be actually in the multipurpose room at the 60 Plus
thank
Center.
Thank you.
And I think that's pretty much everything that we need to talk about there.
Okay. Great. Well, then I have a couple of questions from this. First of all, I want to say to everyone, thank you for completing that assessment. I found it to be very interesting, and I'm excited to see what mine says because we perceive ourselves as one way. But then if you answer questions and you get that feedback, I think it's a real growth opportunity. So personally, I'm excited about it, but I'm also excited to see how we as a group can use that information. Okay, so don't forget to show up for that. Okay, and then I have another question for you. I see here, highlights for the month, you had a local wood carver. Michael Maher, okay. Remember I said I wanted to do a sign? See, I woke up finally. I woke up. Do you think this person might be willing to talk to me about helping us do a sign? And if so, do you have his contact info?
I do have his contact info. I don't know if he himself, that's the sort of thing that he would do, but he is a member of the Coastal Carvers Club, and so probably would be able to put us in touch with the right person. So I can definitely reach out to Michael.
Okay. That sounds better than wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
I do want to piggyback off of that. Maybe there was a sign discussion that Sonia and I had recently. Maybe that could be tied in together, potentially with that. So. I'll let you circle with Sonia on that one.
I'm going to circle her. Don't worry.
I just wanted to hang the carrot out there. And
right? You started to circle.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm circled. You know, I'm kind of like a dog with a bone. I get an idea, and I just can't let it drop. Okay, fabulous. So I will be talking to her about that for two reasons now. Okay. Did we have any public comments come forward?
No public comments.
No public comments. Okay. Next month, a couple of things for the meeting is going to be held on Monday, March 27th, kind of a repeat of today. I do want to let you know that from 12:30 to 2, we're going to have our advisory committee orientation. I can't say it's required, but I will say it would really be good if everyone can be there, 12:30 to 2.
What date?
March 27th. It'll be before our meeting. And then our meeting will be from 2:30 to 4. So please try to be there for that. Terry has made up packets of information. So if you could stop by the 60 Plus Center and get your packet.
I already gave it to him.
You're such a smart lady. Okay. And take a few minutes to read through those. Bryn and I are going to, because we've been here, seems like forever, got mushrooms growing. We're going to kind of go through some of that. We're not going to read every document line for line. We're expecting that you're going to take the time to read through some of those so that we can have a kind of a broader discussion. We're also asking Sonia if she'll give you a tour of the building in case you haven't been in all the nooks and crannies. So you can check out the building, then we'll have our orientation meeting, and then we will have a half hour break and we'll start our meeting here. Okay? Any agenda items? I have one I'd like to add. This is one that has been an agenda item that I have thought of for a couple of years because we've had ongoing issues with getting members on the committee and then we never see them again. And it's, as a chairperson, it is a little bit frustrating to me. And it's another thing I bounced off Terry on Friday. She's going to be sorry I ever came in and helped in the office. But I said, what do you think about this? We get members on the committee and then we don't see them. And it's not so much that we're not seeing them, but we have goal work that we're doing. And if that person isn't here to report to us about what they've been doing or what they've not been doing, the goal just sits there. And then that makes us not as accomplished at the end of the year as we could be otherwise. So I am suggesting we have a discussion about maybe coming up with a, I don't know, a guideline or some type of a document saying that, you know, this is what we expect. Now, you've all got that piece of paper already that says what we expect. We expect you to be here for as many of the meetings as possible. I understand life. I understand people dying. I understand vacations. I understand people getting sick. I understand life. I also understand that we have work to do. So as a committee, I think we need to look at this issue and talk about it. Okay.
You're talking about if they're not here for so many sessions,
right,
that they may not continue?
I'm not saying that that is the solution. I am saying that we need to talk about that and see how everybody feels about it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me and my chair hat that I'm being fussy. And if I am, I'll admit that.
Mike, do you know if that is a like a city committee requirement that you have to attend 80% or anything like that?
I'd have to go back and look at the code. I couldn't tell you right off the bat. I do know from on the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee when we've had certain individuals that missed like three or more in a row, then we started internal discussion of what can we do? Do we, you know, engage with the individual and find out what's the issue? Is there, you know, some sort of roadblock? What's causing this? Mm-hmm. And then that leads to, you know, either the individual steps down on their own. You know, sometimes they're hesitant to even tell, you know, the city liaison. So we can check the code, but I think it's just a matter of discussion with that committee member and, you know, having frank, honest, but, you know, polite discussions. I don't think it would be a problem because we had this issue once on the Parks Advisory in my 3 years. And once I engaged with the individual, they're like, yeah, it's a bad time for me. Well, that would have been nice to know. You know,
we exactly
stepped down and it was fine.
Yeah.
So I think it's just communicating clearly, but okay. We'll check the code. We'll have to check the code on just general rules for committees.
And you'll get back to us?
I can do that.
Okay.
No problem.
That would be wonderful.
Mike, I had a question for you. Several years ago, we had a joint meeting between the Parks and Rec Advisory and the 60 Plus Advisory. Do you think that is a good idea or
no?
Were there any benefits that came out of that?
I think it is a good idea. I think from what I remember, some of the past models, sometimes it's been both committees together and you have joint meetings. Some of it's been, which you have quorum issues there, so, you know, and dual announcing. Or you could have your chair and vice chair attend, which I think recently we did that with the Bike and Peg Committee came, and their chair and vice chair came to the Parks and Rec Committee meeting just to listen in and support. So there's two models. I know on the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee, it is on their annual calendar to have a meeting with 60 Plus Committee. I don't know to what model that would be, either model, but either model works fine. But I know it's on their 2023 calendar to do that, to have another joint meeting. So now meetings with 60 Plus and Bike and Ped on an annual basis.
Okay.
Because I have so many goals running through my head, but I believe that's one of their goals is to provide and offer more support to the 60 Plus Advisory Committee and 60 Plus Center. And that's one of their specific goals is how they can do direct support. Because they've also heard me say for years that, you know, we kind of operate separately and I want cohesiveness and not siloed divisions. And so I think they're very receptive to that.
And when is their meeting?
Oh, God, it's changed. It's now in the evening time. It used to be in the mornings. It's now the first Wednesday at 5:30 of each month.
So there will be a meeting this Wednesday, March 1st.
Yep, there is.
And that's here?
Mm-hmm. It's here. And you guys are more than welcome, obviously, to attend any of the meetings.
Okay.
But I'll have to pull the calendar to find when that meeting, the joint meeting, will happen.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. I'll find out.
Especially if you want us there. Okay, so we will add that member responsibility to the agenda for next month. Any other topics that you want to add to next month's agenda?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Something that popped in my head, and this isn't for next week's agenda, but is access and providing, you know, access to the facility. I think that was goal number three, potentially. Diversifying users, I believe. Something that also might help, that there was some initial discussion that I had with Laura at the library, is creating some sort of checkout pass piece, and maybe they already have it with the aquarium. Back in Georgia, where I came from, we had in our library system passes for parks, passes for recreation centers, to give access to those that might not be able to afford it. And I had created, and Laura, just then COVID happened, and then everything became really convoluted and workloads became crazy. We want to circle back to offering a membership pass to the rec center and the pool, and I think the 60 plus center also was in that discussion. And that might be worth circling back from our side, staff side, to re-engage with the library to offer some pass memberships that could be checked out on a weekly basis. And that gives people the opportunity, without investing any money, still to have access. And so that's an equity piece there too.
Yeah, just that's a fabulous idea. So we can talk about that. I'll talk about that with myself, and then I'll talk about that with Vicki's little work group. And probably neither one of them will make much sense. Okay, let me see. Okay, one last thing before we finish up today. Shelley and Steve, what work groups are you wanting to work on? Now that you know a little bit about what the work groups, the goals are doing.
I would like to be part of the diversity group.
So you want to be the number two group. Oh, let me find it.
No.
Okay. Because you can hit me like that if you need to.
I know why I'm getting confused here, because I'm looking at the wrong thing. Okay, so that's goal number two. So we're going to add Shelley. Now, I've forgotten. E-L-L-E-Y?
Nope, just Y.
Just Y. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Steve, to one of these goals, pick your attention.
You all do. So, I mean, you can pick.
No.
You're the leader.
No. Not the way that works. You pick which one of them, because you will be the one that is spending your energy and your time. If you want to, why don't you think about it?
I only think about it, okay, because I'm unprepared to really answer.
Well, this is really your first meeting. So next month you can tell us which one.
I'll be happy to.
So right now work group leaders are myself and Vicki and Bryn and Dawn. So if you want to know more about what we're doing, just let us know. And we can also let you know if our groups are going to meet, and you can just stop in to see.
Because
you might attend and say, wow, those girls are wacky. Or you might attend and say, I think I have some pointers for them.
If you're volunteering, you're wacky to begin with. So
me.
It's just everybody.
Just me.
In
just
a good way.
Okay, great. All righty. Nothing else for the good of our order? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and close this meeting at the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee at 3:28 p.m. Thank you for your work, and I'll see you next month.
Thank you.
There we go. Woo. Another reason more people need to do stuff.
Are we on?
Excellent.
Okay. She thinks so. So don't say anything.
Thank you, everybody.
I had a thought.
So when are you leaving?
Monday.
And when are you coming back?
There are absolutely people.
The 17th. Oh, how nice. That's like a couple of weeks, isn't it? Oh, okay. Not quite. So.
Georgia, were you?
Atlanta. Yeah. My wife is originally from New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she grew up on Long Island.
And, it's a foreign country, even the New Yorkers.
Her mom's originally from Queens.
Oh, my God.
And she, yeah, every time I They moved to Atlanta when my wife was 14. UPS took it down there.
Okay.
And then, I think till this day, I mean, my wife's 41 now. Every time I talk to my mother-in-law, she's like, I can't stand this house.
Yeah, and pay it forward might be a good one.
Different worlds.
It is.
It's just two different worlds. Even when we moved out here, we were like, this is
that would be cool.
Yeah. I sell real estate out here. People say, what's like that? And you can't really explain it because it's different for everybody.
Oh.
It really is.
Depending on what you want to do.
Second door.
Sit around and vote and go fishing every day. You can do that.
Yep.
Double new volunteers come in. How about like a sign that says reception and has no
reception?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way I've got that.
But when I got out of college, I moved to Alaska. Far away. And then I moved back to Oregon.
That building is just weird. It is just.
And then we moved back to New York.
Just very strange. It's too bad that we can't actually have a reception down at that other end. I think it would.
In New York.
Which was interesting because this is Westchester County north of New York City.
Climate.
Property taxes.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
$40,000 a year. It's ridiculous. You know, people complain about $5,000 a year. You know, you don't know what property taxes are. But the difference was probably 85% of it went to schools.
Yeah. They have a phenomenal school system.
School systems are insane.
I know.
You know, I have one kid who was an athlete. And they had, I mean, you know, turf fields, they had everything. I mean, you name it.
That's real shit.
My other son played the violin. Hell, they took them down to Lincoln Center in New York to give concerts. They took them to Boston for competitions. You know, it was across all the spectrum of the student body. It was crazy. So I didn't mind paying the taxes. But when my kids got out,